Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everyone. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're going to run through Philippians again, okay? I'm in a bit of a hurry because I want to make sure we cover all the passage. We're actually in the second chapter, and I want to look at the first 11 verses. Folks, we've already examined the first 8, but when you see the flow of it, when you see what the Lord is saying to us, it's just really amazing. So let's just read it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 says this, "Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interest of others. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." So we've looked at these first 8 verses previously. But again, the Lord Jesus Christ is being used as an example here for how we are to relate to one another. We learn profound truths about what happened with the Lord when he poured himself out, right? When he did not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped. In other words, he could have rescued himself at any time. He could have declared, "This is enough." You know, he could have done all sorts of things. But he took on the form of a bondservant. He took on literally a physical body, made in the likeness of man, found in appearance as man, and he humbled himself. Now, verse 9 through 11 is what I want us to look at today. Verse 9 begins with this, "For this reason also," well, for what reason? For the reason that we just read, for the reason of what Christ did in humbling himself, for the reason of how he died and was obedient to the point of death, to carry all the sins, past, present, future of mankind. "For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." We see so much in these things. If we just take time just to read them and just allow the Lord to speak to us through His Word and through His Spirit, we see at the end right here that the reason that Jesus did this is to the glory of God the Father. Everything is to the glory of God, particularly the glory of God the Father. We see that God highly exalted him, that the Father bestowed on him the name which is above every name, which means he's overall, that he is Lord of everything. And in light of that, that at that very name of Jesus, what's going to happen? Every knee will bow. It's a little echo of something out of the Old Testament right there. That every knee will bow. Well, what knees will bow? Will it be the knees of those who are believers? Will it be the knees of those who are unbelievers? Will it be just humans? Or will it be the other divine creatures? And there's bunches of them, folks, okay? What he tells us, "So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth." Are you ready? "And under the earth." Under the earth. There's so much that is said in Scripture related to under the earth. And we just sort of, read through that, glance over it, just think, well, that's sort of cute, a little spiritual hyperbole here. No. Heaven and on earth and under the earth. There are places under the earth. That's intriguing, is it not? Maybe we'll chase that around as a topical study at some time in the future, okay? But for now, just realize that every knee will bow. And I believe that this is every knee physically, every knee metaphorically, positionally, spiritually, every knee will bow, those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, okay? Every knee of mankind, every knee of the angelic realm, every knee of the divine image of things, okay? There's all sorts of divine creatures. Every knee will bow. And what will they do? Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Folks, this is the Lord that we worship. This is for this reason, that when he comes along and tells us what he said previously in this chapter of how we need to be relating to one another, how we need to walk in humility before one another, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the ultimate example of that. But not only is he the example of it, he is the one that empowers us to live that way. You know, we don't have to live the way that we do. You know, the passage we mentioned earlier about selfishness and empty conceit and personal interest, the enemy's always going to be throwing that at us. Our flesh is always going to rise up and desire that kind of thing. But we are empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the power to not walk in that. We have the power to reject that. We have the power to look after the interests of others and to regard one another more importantly, even as Jesus did. How do we have that power? Because God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit reside within each and every true believer. If you say, well, I don't have that, I don't have that power, not able to do that, then more than likely you need to examine yourself to see if you're truly saved. There's a lot of people that are very religious, and they're very good people, and you know, particularly within the organizational church where they were raised within the church, and they went through some type of baptismal procedure when they were a baby or a child, and they were declared to be righteous, that type of thing. But they have never, ever proclaimed the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They've never repented. They've never confessed their sins. They've never called upon the name of the Lord to be saved. They've never been baptized after that, okay, of where being aware of who they are in the Lord when they're saved. There's an entirely different type of thing there, folks, okay? So perhaps you need to examine yourself to see where you stand before the Lord, because if you're truly saved, you are empowered to walk in this. Well, again, I'm Dale. I thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next time.